No, wait, okay, now we're when you record it or when you...
When you play back. Here's Apple. Huh? Anyway, I think we've done enough of these tonight, okay? This is still the 27th?
Oh, you have it on again?
Yeah. What day is today? We're flips aside.
I don't know. It's Thursday, and it's September.
27th? It's not that late, is it? Anyway, it's
around
there somewhere.
The 25th was just a couple of days
ago. Anyway, it's Thursday.
It's the 29th. I don't know.
No, it's not anywhere near that. Okay. I'm going to turn it off. September 29th, and we just noticed that Ross calls his puzzles, just started calling his puzzles book, and he has generally avoided calling his puzzles anything, which is kind of interesting as a phenomena of semantic avoidance, and he calls his books, he calls his puzzles nothing, but today he started calling his puzzles book. Because I guess he felt he had to have a name for him. And he first called a little puzzle piece a book. And I'm trying to teach him now to call them puzzles. And we'll see whether he's taught himself this error. That is the analogy from books onto the puzzle piece. Let's see if he's taught himself that or whether it can now be corrected. He's saying to himself. Nice singing. Da 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 da. He did that earlier.
Da da da.
Da 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 da. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right here. Here, press. Put the car here. Car. Here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is it dog?
Doggy. Yeah. Thank you.
My dog. Mommy. Mommy. Mommy.
No, no, I don't want you up here. I don't want you up here, Rose. No, I don't want you to touch any of these things. I don't want you to touch these things.
Ago, Ross was carrying on a monologue.
Bye.
Yelling down the stairs at Matt.
Good.
September 30th, and Ross just said goodbye. First time I ever heard, he always says bye-bye or bye. First time I ever heard him say goodbye.
Goodbye,
right. Accent definitely on the second syllable, rise of intonation, and
hey, Ross, come here.
Also he seemed to not have the D. Well, I don't even have it in my speech, but not clear there was a caudal stop. Might have been no consonant before the B.
Try and get him in here.
Did you say ICU? Is that what you said, ICU? Is that what you said, Mary, ICU?
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Hi. ICU.
Come on, getting this feedback here. Any feedback? Are we getting a recording?
No. No. Not good. Hi, Sandra.
Thank you. Okay, Daddy's turn. Hi, no. What other things? Shoe, goodbye. Sheep. I can say sheep. Doggy. Kitty. Hi, Titu.
Hi, Doo. Hi, Doo. Doo.
Hi, Titu. Sheep. I hear you. I see you. Doggy. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hi, Dad.
Where are the birds and the flowers and the ducks? You have any idea where the birds and the flowers and the ducks are? Books. Evidently, he's going to go get some birds and flowers and ducks. No, he'll see a dog. He's going to get the dog. You want your dog?
Dog.
Let's get a dog out of here.
No.
Okay. This is no news about everything, by the way. If anyone had to do a semantic analysis on
it. I got me!
Now, today is still September 30th, and Mary has been claiming that Ross has been saying hi, Titu, and hi, Titu, for ages, 2 weeks, whatever, long time.
Two, three weeks.
My God, that's too much.
As long as he's been saying hi, Titu,
which is only 3 weeks. He hasn't been saying that longer than 3 weeks. You look at the tape. Well, we can find out from this tape. Okay, anyway, so I've been telling her, are you sure, are you sure, are you sure he's telling that? And finally,
today she heard it and she was absolutely sure that he did it. So anyway, this is a case of reduplication. In other words, he learned Haititu, and that became Tititu, and now he says Haititu, which is a bracketing structure. Okay. Other lovely animals in our house.
No.
Okay, we're gonna fold up the book. Duck.
The kitty was worrying the snake.
Wanna turn it off? He's not doing anything.
Okay.
We're in the snake. Bite.
Ross just said bite.
Bite.
Oh, yeah,
Brian's biting him.
Yeah.
Bite.
Bite.
Bite. Bite.
Let him say it.
Bite.
Bite.
Bite. Closure at the end, it becomes I think it's all, there isn't a, to eat, might be eat.
Did you roll the shorty jar?
What do you want?
Shorty gone away?
It's all gone away. Yeah, you're drinking, the milk has gone away.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pina colada and it's gone away.
Oh, no.
You want more?
No.
You want more?
Good.
Huh? Good. You don't want more, it's okay.
I did.
Mommy says that's okay. Can you come up? Bite. Do you want to bite it?
Hi, John.
Hi there. Hi, Matt. Hi, Matt. Hi, Mommy.
How you doing? This is Ross and Brian.
Huh?
Where's Lena? Remember Lena? Lena? Kathy?
Hi.
Lena and Kathy?
Huh? Bye.
About Matt?
Matt.
Daddy's gonna go back from work.
No.
Hold up. Strong back. Otherwise, you're going to fall. If you don't do a strong back, you'll never get up.
Did we resolve whether there was poo-poo or not?
No poo-poo.
Oh.
Okay. This is what Ross does for nighttime soliloquies. I don't think they're the standard format, but...
This is October 4th, I guess. Ross yesterday said, gook, gook, when you look at the helicopter going over in the air. Gook, gook. He said, that's how he said.
Dog.
That was dog. And really, when he said goodbye to the helicopter, he said, bye, guy. I don't know why he says that. But I guess because I taught him to say goodbye, guy. Even though it wasn't a person. Huh? Thank you for the doggy. And he also said soldier. Where's the soldier?
Soldier.
Here, that's his soldier. That's his new word he says. You know, uppie?
Uppie.
Uppie. And the other word he says is... he says, hi, Daddy, real good. Or, hi, Daddy. Hi, Daddy.
Uppy.
Uppy? You want to get uppy?
Uppy.